From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A judge in Oregon today ordered Multnomah County to stop issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Judge Frank Bearden said the county must wait for the state Supreme Court and the legislature to decide whether gay marriages are allowed under the state constitution. Until today, Multnomah County, which includes Portland, was the only jurisdiction in the nation still allowing same-sex marriages. In almost 7 weeks, the county's given out more than 3,000 licenses to gay and lesbian couples from Oregon and around the country. Colin Fogarty joins us from Oregon Public Broadcasting. Colin, walk us through what exactly the judge said today.
Well, he essentially said that the legal benefits of marriage should be extended to same-sex couples. However, he did not say that marriage itself, the word, the label, the institution of marriage, should be extended to gay couples. However, he pretty much said that the law as it stands now is discriminatory because there are legal benefits that are, that flow from marriage. That is the ability of a spouse to visit their spouse in the ICU, that kind of thing. The legal benefits should be extended. And so what he said is that it's discrimination not to give those benefits to gay couples. However, he didn't extend marriage itself. This is similar to what the Vermont legislature and the Vermont Supreme Court decided in 2000 when it issued civil unions but not marriage to gay couples.
It's hard to read the mind of a judge before a ruling, but was this ruling expected or was it a surprise?
I think it was a surprise. I think most people expected the judge to go along with Multnomah County and say that the Oregon Constitution, which has been interpreted fairly broadly, does extend equal benefits to gay couples. But what he came up with was sort of a mixed bag for both sides. This is the first time that that the 3,000 or so couples that you mentioned will actually be recognized by the state of Oregon. Those are valid marriages under this ruling.
Now, how has the county responded to this ruling?
Well, the county for now is has stopped issuing marriage licenses to same-sex couples. And I spoke to a couple that was the last one, the last couple to get a marriage license, and they had driven 6 hours to get here, and they rushed to get married to make sure it was valid. But for now, at least, it's come to a halt.
Now, I understand that after this ruling, there were news conferences from both sides, advocates and opponents of gay marriage. What did they have to say about what the judge did?
I think both of them are putting their own positive spin on what the judge has said, because what the proponents of gay marriage have said is that, you know, look, this is the first time the state of Oregon, and any state for that matter, is recognizing these 3,000 gay couples and their marriages. On the other hand, what the decision did was essentially pave the way for civil unions. And advocates of gay marriage say civil unions are enshrining in law a kind of second-class citizenship. For opponents of gay marriage, they have been saying all along that they want the legislature to be involved. They want the initiative process to be involved. And that's essentially what the judge has said, is that, you know, the court should really defer to the legislature or the citizens.
And is that what happens next?
Yeah, the judge put a timeline on it, similar to Vermont, 90 days from the next time the legislature meets for a regular or a special session. And they've already been scheduled to meet for a special session on an equally thorny issue, and that is tax reform in June. So 90 days from the beginning of June, the Oregon legislature must come up with some kind of civil union or some kind of remedy that recognizes these legal benefits of marriages, but not necessarily marriage itself.
Colin, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Colin Fogarty of Oregon Public Broadcasting in Portland.